Hurricane Katrina made landfall as a Category 3 storm in Plaquemines Parish at 6:10 a.m. on this date 20 years ago. St. Bernard Parish President Louis Pomez was an employee of the parish at the time, and he was amazed at how fast the water rose as a result of breaches in the Mississippi River Gulf outlet.
I was on the top of a three-story building and just watching the water come in, and at first you couldn't even tell that it was the water coming, looking over the levees. It was all the debris and marsh grass was in front of the water as it was pushing.
One of the lasting images of the Katrina aftermath was when Lieutenant General Russell Honore, commander of Joint Task Katrina, shouted, weapons down, damn it, to police officers who he says were acting on orders from Governor Blanco to shoot anyone found looting. He said he told Blanco to rescind that order.
I didn't hear that directly, but my staff heard it, and they called me and said the governor just told our people to shoot looters on site. I said, well, we can't do that.
Governor Kathleen Blanco took a lot of criticism for the state's response to Katrina. It was a major factor in her decision not to run for re-election. Her communications director, Bob Mann, says there were failures at all levels of government, but FEMA's role was to provide federal resources to states dealing with the disaster, and that didn't happen.
Really frustrating to a lot of people who were involved in the state and local aspect of this, that the resources that they were told ahead of time would be sent into a state like Louisiana and Mississippi were not sent in.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.